I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin.
That's hot.
Are you serious?
If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich, and this is The Red Lens. It is Wednesday night, which is our new night, different time. Well, actually, same time, different night. And as always, I am here with my compadre, Franklin. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right, Chris. I can't complain. Good evening to our peeps out there in the Red Lens land. Hope everybody is doing well, sweltering through this heat. Well, it hasn't been that warm, but it's been seasonably warm. How about that?
I would say so. I would say seasonably warm and seasonably showery here in the New York area. It has definitely been it rained. It rained a hell of a lot today. You know, a hell of a lot. I know in my area specifically, there was like a lot of quick downpours, and then it was gone. So I heard in Jersey they got killed.
Yeah, I think I heard that as well. Something about high winds and hail, but I didn't get any of that today. I got a couple of sprinkles on the old windshield, on the old windscreen, but that's about it. No excessive wind and no hail.
Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't get caught up in that either. I did want to say to the people out there, if you have yet to subscribe to the channel,
yes,
do so. YouTube.com, The Red Lens. You can find us there. Hit the like button. Share it out. Tell your buddies if they are crazy. If they want some good actual information about ladies out there or life, or how not to let society drag you down or down the primrose path, they should be subscribing and watching us on a weekly basis. And actually watch the library of content that we have now. We have so much stuff out there on all different topics at this point. We've been doing this for 2 years, my man. This month makes it 2 years.
Just seems to cruise right on by.
God, I cannot believe that. Marty is in the building. Who is our moderator. He says he's taking a point from the main topic tonight, which is lying. And he says women only lie while they speak. So that actually is quite accurate.
Women only lie when they speak, and so does their lawyer.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thankfully, I've never put myself in a position where I had to worry about lawyers lying to me when it comes to, like, ladies. Yeah, I usually don't let it get that deep.
I had a friend of mine who's going through a bit of a child custody thing, and she tells me that what goes on, I won't get too far into it, but the other person's, circumventing the court system, and she's a drug user, but she goes around the court. That court said, okay, we're going to order a drug test, a hair follicle test. What does she do? Shave her head, and the courts just don't seem to understand why one day she had shoulder length hair and the next time she shaved her hair bald and looks like a cracked out Billy Idol. Don't get it.
Oh my God. So she was determined not to let them test her hair follicle.
Basically, that's what it is. Yeah. And I was just like, wait, they can't see around it?
Oh my God.
It's the lying is just, it's just out there, man. It's just out there.
Oh my.
Yeah, George.
I don't know. Marty says, more interesting is the lies they tell themselves. Well, Marty, yes, we are going to get into all that in just a second. Absolutely. The goddamn bacon is in the house. One of our other moderators, degenerate squadron leader, just arriving. Line for the tanker was just a female dog. Oh my goodness. Nobody, not me, says greetings to everybody. Greetings. Thank you for showing up tonight. The goddamn bacon. You don't let it get that deep. She may or may not have found that out for herself. Last time she came over.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Gotta say.
Hey now.
To that one. Oh my goodness. I don't think the courts care. They definitely don't, because they're looking to make their money one way or the other. And if it's going to be at your expense, that's fine by them.
It's a weird situation. Again, I didn't want to really get too much into it, but I don't quite understand the whole. It's whose interest that they have. I guess it's the child's interest. Are they protecting whoever's got a better lawyer or what have you? Whoever has a better liar is what I should say.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and a lot of times in divorce cases, they'll have, oh, well, we have the children's best interests at heart. You know, they'll give you that one. And let me tell you, that's the farthest thing from the truth, because when it gets to divorce court, you're pretty much done as a guy. All right. They are going to enact their pound of flesh one way or the other. And if they got to, you know, blame the kids as the cause for dragging you through that mud, they're going to do it. So that's just how it is. It's unfortunate, but that's the days we're living in right now. Okay. The man is, again, a scoffed at. He is made fun of. He is belittled. And he is marginalized. Okay. And I got something for that later on in terms of what we're going to be looking at in a little bit here. I just want to get through some of these comments here. The Nomad Bachelor. What is up, man? Glad you're here. Hello, gentlemen. Interesting topic, my friend. I have some things to say about it. LOL. Well, you know, Nomad, it's a good thing you brought that point up, because I want to know if you guys, I'm having some problems with our lovely phone system here, but if I can get it straightened out and you guys want to call in and chime in, you most certainly can. So let me know about that in the chat. If you don't want to, just spill it out in the chat room and we'll talk about it. If not, I will fire up that phone line as best I can and get you in here. Family court is scarier than the IRS. That is 100% true. Goddamn bacon. To answer the question, the adage, men lie in.
Don't know what that is.
I guess he said in quality, women lie in, men lie in quantity, women lie in quality.
Well, there you go.
Isn't wrong. True. Again, we're going to get to that in 2 seconds here with some of the articles I picked out. Men and women lie for totally two different reasons. Okay. Men usually lie to bloviate a bit. Okay. Kind of, you know, trump up their numbers. Women lie to lower like their numbers, you know, to what is the word I'm looking for here, Frank?
Trying to think of myself.
They're looking to, you know,
not quantify.
Well, they're looking to take away from what is probably an ugly situation, whether it be, you know, numbers of guys they've been with.
To detract, maybe? Detract from?
There you go. Detract. That's a great one. Detract from the reality of what they're living in. And again, that's, you know, with might be the guys that they slept with. It could be you know, something that you have going on in life. You know, I've had scenarios where women have lied in terms of children they've had. You know, they said, oh, well, yeah, I'm single, ready to mingle. And lo and behold, they got, you know, they got four of them in tow.
I've gotten that. I think I told you. I told you about that on the show. And sure, you call the house and mom, that guy's on the phone. You know, it's like, wait, you told me you had no kids. Yeah, I don't. Well, I just called and the girl on the phone said, mom. Oh, it's a joke we have. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been nice. Click.
Mom!
It's hard to get around that.
Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Bachelor shared the story of a 13-year-old boy getting bullied over his 33-year-old mom's OnlyFans account.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness. Was it like my friend's hot mom, like that online? Oh my goodness.
Schiffler.
That's right. Yeah. Stifler's mom. Stifler's mom.
Stifler. That's it.
The goddamn, just a heads up, going to bounce between here and Masculine Geek. Last show they had a raid in the chat. Okay. So, yeah. Well, when you have a big guy like Rolo on, of course, you know, there's going to be a massive amount of people. And, you know, what I feel bad. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say I feel bad for content creators that are very popular because they are very successful. But with all that success comes even more trolls, more detractors. I mean, I deal with a minuscule amount of them, and sometimes it's overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
But for guys like that, it's just chaos, absolute chaos. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that when he shows up, you know, so do the peanut gallery, as it were.
Well, if you got security, what I mean by security, I mean people like our good friend Mr. Marty there, you know, keeping things in tune and keeping things orderly, then it's probably not as bad. But he probably would need an army of Martys.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I watch his stuff from time to time, and he has at least three, so it's a chore. Goddamn Bacon says, hit the like button, by the way, boys, and maybe one lady. I know. Hey, the ladies are welcome to listen to this. I never say that they can't listen. You know, we will entertain them. Yeah, but yeah, hit that like button, share this out. Women didn't tell me she had she had kids for 2 months. Oh my God.
How was she able? Chris, you go.
No, go.
I have to ask, how was she able to hide two little crumb snatchers for 2 months? I need to know that just so I don't get fooled again. Would you put them in the closet, I guess, and feed them crackers, keep them so they can't speak, they choke like parrots?
I don't even understand. Like, I mean, in 2 months, okay, if you're a real guy, in 2 months your relationship has developed into something more than just, you know, going to the movies together.
Unless she kept coming over to his place and never not going over there.
Well, fine. That's fine.
You trip over one Lego at 2:30 in the morning. All right, there are kids around here someplace. I just know it. You know, you just start getting that sniffer nose out, and they're around here someplace.
You know, but my point being is, like, there had to been a point where, like, he was like, oh, yeah, let's, you know, I'm going to stop by and pick you up, and we're going to go here. Right. And he's like, oh, well, you know,
it's been a month.
Yeah, how many ties of the month can she have in, you know, a 2 month period? You know, literally a 2 month period. So, I mean, that's just crazy.
That's slick. That's what that is. She's maybe, I'm gonna hear that.
That's horrible. I saw you. Oh my goodness, Marty. You're the moderator. He never went to her house.
See, there you go. That's what it was. She kept coming. Right. Or that maybe they met at a hotel or someplace else. She kept. All right, that would make sense. All right, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, I guess it happens, you know. I guess.
And you see her in the mall or the store or something like that, getting a pair of shoes, or you know, size 4 shoes, or buying some clothes for her. Yeah, that's for my nephew or my niece.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that one before. So, oh my god, let's see, NyQuil for the yeah. Men lie more than women. When a man who speaks the truth, he gets canceled and deplatformed. Well, that's 100% true. That is, I mean, I'll tell you this right now, because I've done a lot of research. I could sit here and be a guy that says, oh, you know, you guys have to treat women right. And, you know, it's the guys that have their heads up their butts and this, that, and the other thing. I could be that guy, and I could probably get 3 times the amount of subscribers and, you know, have women all over my chat. I could do that. But at the end of the day, you know, they have those shows. There's already women content creators. Okay. And talk about lying. You know, they made those channels make a successful career out of lying and bending the truth. But I could do that, but I'd be doing the guys out there a disservice, okay? Because I want this channel to be a place for all types of guys to come to and talk about the topics, you know, on other shows, bring up their own topics if they wish to, okay? That's what this is about. That's what we're doing here, okay? We're being one of the few outlets that you can come on and ask a question, you know, pose maybe an answer to something and help some guys out. So that's what this is all about. Found out when the kid, oh my God, the kid called you? So
you butt dial or get a hold of his mom's phone and butt dial the last number?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what would the kid have? See, I got to get the damn phone lines open.
I was just getting ready to say that because I'd love to hear this.
Yeah, because I got to, you know what? We got to try this. Let me see something. I'm going to get this damn thing working. I'll get this damn thing working if I have to buy a whole new thing.
Buy a whole new thing to get the thing working. All
right. That's right. I don't know why that's not coming on, but all right. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. We got other stuff we got to take
care of. All right. We'll bookmark that till the next time.
Absolutely. Okay. So, again, make sure you are following us on Twitter, The Red Lens Number One. The dedicated Facebook page is The Red Lens Number One. We are also on Instagram. And we are streaming live to MGTOW.TV at The Red Lens. So you can follow us there, too, if you are not a YouTube guy. But hopefully you are. And hopefully you are watching right now. Okay, so here we go. So the main question is, we want to find out, is why do they lie? Why do women lie to men? Okay, and why do men subsequently lie to women? Here's my 2 cents. All right. Women lie because they are ashamed of things they've done in the past. Okay. They are ashamed of bad choices they have made. And they know that a modern guy that has his stuff together, okay, is going to look unfavorably at a woman that has made a lot of bad choices.
And who will continue to make bad choices.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You see, and I know a lot of women out there that are still making bad choices, and they are well past the age of 30.
Oof.
Okay. Ouch. Yeah. And if you're a chick out there and you're making the same mistakes you made in your 20s and you're now 30-something, you are doing it wrong. All right? You are very close to failing in life.
You haven't learned The only thing that I guess would be increasing her cat inventory.
That's right. Her stock in her stock in tender vittles or whatever. But in all seriousness, that is what is going on there with women. You know, women are lying to abscond the truth. Okay, they're trying to round that edge, you know, that sharp edge of reality that guys will see. You know, a regular guy will say, the blue pill, you know, living in fantasy world guy, you know, he's not going to pay attention to that. Or he's not, even worse, he's not going to care about that. And he's going to make excuses for her to, you know, kind of make it work for himself. Okay. And those guys usually do it in all facets of their life, which is their problem. Again, you know, that's another thing about this show. We don't take the onus off of the guy. Okay, some of the shows just like bash the women, blah, 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 blah. And believe me, there's enough to bash women over. Okay. That's another one that made a bad choice there. She never
gets old.
So, but you know, these guys, they'll go to that car wreck and save that girl, you know. And you don't want to be doing that. Now, guys, on the other hand, they usually lie. You know, again, it depends on the setting. They'll lie for, you know, access to get something going. Sometimes you tell a little white lie when you're out there on the dating scene, you know, to get something going that night. Usually it's, you know, maybe it's your occupation or some stuff you've done kind of to elevate the excitement there of the conversation, and no harm, no foul usually. Okay. With that, guys are not going to be lying about the stuff that matters. The guy's not going to go to a chick most of the time and say, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm a porn star. You know what I'm saying? You know, they might say that as a joke to get her going, you know, which is a good thing.
You didn't see me on TV yesterday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe you've seen some of my movies on Bang Bus. you're not gonna say that. You know, you're gonna lie for opportunity sometimes. Okay, but you're not gonna. It's not gonna be a staple of your life. That's usually the big difference. Mm-hmm. And once you start lying like that, it pervades every aspect of your life. You know, the chicks, they lie to their friends, they lie to their, you know, their significant other, they'll lie to their family. You know, they'll lie about stuff that doesn't even make sense. You know, like, oh, I didn't eat a hamburger today. I ate, you know, bread, or, you know, or whatever. You know, it gets to be so not nonsensical that they don't even know what they're saying half the time.
It's stretching the truth just a mite.
Kate, here's Kate. Kate. In my experience, men usually only lie when they are backed into a corner. Women regularly lie to promote themselves and control perceptions. Well, you know, that's a good take on that, Kate. Backed into a, well, you know what it is? A lot of times guys are backed into the corner because a girl is fishing for truth that she doesn't really want to hear.
But he got called on something.
You know, or the guy's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's not on his purpose. He's not being the main focus in his life, kind of thing. And he gets sidetracked and, you know, he becomes a chronic gambler and a degenerate and, you know, blows all the friggin' house money out in Vegas. Well, if you're doing that, then yeah, you're not the type of guy that you should be. And yeah, they'd probably be lying about that when they get backed into that corner. That's for sure.
That's actually a corner that you do not want to get backed into, and desperately seeking a way out.
Oh yeah, but she's right about women promoting themselves. You know, again, even if it's a bad situation, a lot of times women will promote themselves. You know, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I did 10 shots, you know, when the other girl was like, oh, I only did 4. So, you know, they try to out, you know, S shame one another. We'll leave it YouTube friendly. So they try to do that. So Kate, you know, Kate's got a point. Just do stream. I know, Marty, Streamlit. I did download it. I got to work on that. But I don't know if Streamlabs allows you to take calls. I think Streamlabs just allows more interactive stuff. So I'm looking for a better call solution, one that's a little bit more not so fluky. Nobody Not Me says, wondered why I was in her phone and who I, oh, wow. So how old was this kid? How old was this kid? And he definitely wasn't some like 8-year-old, you know, because they wouldn't care.
No, not at all. Wow. Wondered who I was.
You're getting, that'd be a bad situation. You're going to end up on the news. Notch count. Yes. Women will lie about the notch count.
My daddy wants to know who you are and why you're on my mom's phone.
Nobody Not Me says, glad you call out men. We do some. Well, it's true.
We're not perfect.
And again, you know.
Close to it, but not perfect.
That's right. You know, we're 85%. But yeah, that's 100% the case. Nobody Not Me. You know, if you're not doing what you're supposed to, and again, when I mean not doing what you're supposed to, I'm not saying being the plow horse for her. I'm not saying that. You know, you should not be chore duty guy. We did a, God, we're talking about our anniversary. Some of our earliest shows were talking about chore duty and, you know, doing crap so that, you know, she, you know, gives you some time in the bedroom at night. You know, that's all garbage. Okay, if you're taking out the garbage to get some, then you're doing it wrong, guy. If you find yourself in that position, you have done relationships wrong. Okay, and you may not be able to go back because you're probably knee deep in it in a friggin' marriage at that point. But yeah, we're gonna shake our finger at the guys that, you know, screw up and, you know, try to set them right. I'm the real
Long Johnson.
Nomad Bachelor. For me personally, I don't tell women I'm matching with online. Too much information they don't need to know. How I see it, if they don't pay my bills and me or her are not entitled to know, yeah, that's true. That is a good, you know, honest way to look at, you know, relationships. Now, the woman won't always, you know, give you the same courtesy, okay, in the relationship. More often than not, she's going to want to know everything eventually. You know, like Nobody Not Me was saying, you know, as, you know, that was only 2 months in and she was holding stuff back. Usually, if they're playing on the level, they're going to want to know almost everything about you. So that's going to be something that you're going to have to deal with. But I like your approach. They don't have to know how many chicks you're hanging out with. They're going to care about it, but you don't have to tell them, you know, and they're not going to tell you. All right. Women are not going to say, oh yeah, well, you're my friggin' Friday guy.
Yeah, if they ask you, what was it? I forget in the Rational Male. If they ask you, how many people have you been with? What did he say? Your perfect answer is, what, tonight? You know, they don't need to know. That's just it. They don't need to know.
Red is in the house. He's watching. Thank you for that. Red is doing some phenomenal things on his channel. All right. I want you guys to definitely check out his YouTube channel. I think that Franklin, I think he's at 3K subscribers.
Stop.
So, yes, he has figured out the algorithm
in such a short time. Well done.
You know, he does a lot of the stuff that I should be doing in terms of small, you know, produce clips, because he knows that people are in the TDLDR, too long didn't read or didn't watch, that demographic, where mm-hmm. if it goes past like friggin' 6 minutes, they have something else to do. So he does a lot of that good stuff where he produces the content and it's there, and you know, it's good quick pieces, and you know, people get their little, you know,
straight to the point meat.
Can I even say crack on the air? Can I say crack? Am I going to get banned? I don't know. So I'll just say it. They get a little, you know, a little internet crack there in terms of the clip, and they love it, and it's good stuff. And he also has the long form stuff too. So he's found out the way to do it, and God bless him. That's amazing, and I am very very happy for him, and we are here. So. And nobody sings Rhett. Nobody, not me. I almost drove them two together. He is saying hi to Rhett Sings the Blues too. All right, so that's it. We did the people caught up on the chat. So let's get the hell to these clips I've been wanting to share here real quick.
All right.
So let's share this up. And the first one we're going to look now, the first one we're looking at here, okay, guys, is, as we said, who are the bigger and better liars, men or women? So we're going to take a look at this right now. We're going to share this up. All right. So this article says, who are the bigger or better liars, men or women? And they have this little 6 minute clip here. So let's see what the hell they're talking about.
All right.
This unforgettable vacation memory. It didn't actually begin here. This memory began when Dad broke.
Of course, I gotta pick the clip that has a 10-minute interlude. The love destiny.
To find out,
you know, sounds dirty.
If somebody's lying to us, we've got a number of different ways of doing it. It's non-verbal indications. We have our body language.
We have
expressions on the face, what we call micro-expressions. And we also have the direction in which a person's eyes look. We look up for visual pictures. We look out to the side for auditory. And we look down to go into our kinesthetic, how we're feeling about things in our internal dialect, what's going on in our thoughts. Now, when you ask somebody a question, if their eyes don't move, there used to be a saying that if you look to a salesman, if his eyes are moving, you can't trust him. It's actually the reverse. If their eyes don't move, you know they're running a script that's well rehearsed and they don't have to think at all. But if you ask somebody a question about how something looks, what does your house look like with, say, three windows, or how many windows does your house have at the front? They'll look up. They'll look left or right. One side is to actually remember what something looks like. The other side is to make up an impression of what it would look like. So if I said, if you took those windows out of the front of your house and put in a big bay window, you will end up having to construct that image in your head. You'll look up to the other side. Most people, we look to the left, to actually remember something, we look to the right to create it. What did it sound like? What would it sound like? What did it look like? What would it look like? So when you're talking to somebody, you're asking a question, you can benchline. If you ask them a question that you know the answer to and you know they don't know the answer to, or you ask them a question which means they have to create an idea, look where they look. Now you have a benchmark on that, and when you start chatting to them and you're asking them questions, about things that you really want to know the answers to, see if they go to the same places, to where that benchmark is. The other thing is in the body language itself. The color of the skin, the dilation of the pupils, etc., they'll all change when you're talking to somebody if they're feeling nervous. What you'll find is if somebody's feeling fear, blood will go to the feet, comes away from the face, so the color of the skin will change. The breathing will change. It may be in the abdomen to start with, and it'll become more shallow into the chest if they're nervous. So those will give you an indication, the hands, the feet, the movement of their body, etc. Ask them a question and you get this raising the shoulder. It's an indication that they don't believe what they've just said.
So you see now, Franklin, this really is giving me some points to think when we talk, when we do our show planning. I see you pushing your shoulder all the time.
Oh, do you really?
What the hell?
This is more like that Criminal Mind stuff. You're building your profile. So basically what this cat was saying, you're building a profile in your head of the person that you're speaking to.
Yeah, well, I guess what he's saying is, yeah, you can sort of, you know, kind of profile if a person is BSing you, you know, by keying in on those cues. You know, are they searching for answers by, you know, shifting their eyes all around? Or
now I want to go buy a car.
I know. I was talking about my car related shenanigans off before the show. I could have used this. I could use these cues a couple weeks ago. Damn it! But yeah, you know that in a way that guy was talking about. Again, if you're talking to chicks out there and you're a guy, you can literally, you know, talk to them and pay attention to their nonverbal tics. You know, if they're, you know, jittery, or if they look like they're, I guess twitch. They're ready to break dance, and you know, they're full of crap.
Got a twitch.
Yeah. You know what to do with this. Like, are you okay?
Sorry, I just got a twitch. It must be something I ate, or I'm allergic to telling the truth.
It's called bullshit-itis.
That's what it is.
So just enjoying my, happy birthday, my man.
Yeah, really, Red. Thanks for letting us know. We could have had something planned.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I mean, I would have queued up a happy birthday a sound effect for you. Damn it. All right.
Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe, Mr. You know, President, you know, happy birthday.
You know, I'm not going to feel too bad for this, for Red, because it's probably like his friggin' like 24th birthday, if that. So, I mean,
24.
Let's put it in perspective. You know, I love him because what he thinks is like old and it's a challenge. I'm like, man, that was like 1999 for me. You know, I'm quantifying the years, you know, I'm like, damn. But, sincerely, happy birthday to you, my man. Absolutely. I hope you, if you didn't celebrate last weekend, I hope you go out and celebrate this weekend.
Many more.
Let's see. I remember reading this eye reading tactic in a book, Mind Manipulation. He's not wrong. Another sign of lying is when they don't break eye contact. Well, he said, actually, this guy said in this clip that if they stay on point with their eyes, they are being
deceitful.
He says they're being trustworthy. They're determined in what they're saying.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
He says when they start like zipping around with their eyes all over the place, that's when you know they might be searching for what they feel is the right answer.
What did he say about something? If it was rehearsed, I forgot. I mean, he only said it a couple of minutes ago, but I forgot. Well, he said something about if they do something, then there's a good chance that what they're feeding you has been rehearsed.
Right.
I forgot what he said.
Listen, the only thing I want them to be doing that is rehearsed is when they please me. You know.
That's right.
Hey now.
So that can be as rehearsed as they want to be.
There you go. Practice makes perfect.
Okay. Yes. Chris already has the eye reading hack of my dad. No, that's right. This way they can't tell, you know, I manipulate the girls that way. You know, when they see me with these on, they usually think I'm famous or something, which I am.
Bow down.
I'm internet famous. So, In 2021, that means something, which is very sad.
You know. You throw that name around, throw the show around to get comped at all the big places, do you?
I'll just play this for myself for a second. I do that at least, you know, once a day. You know, helps me out. At 24, I got socks older than that. You're damn right, Marty. these guys, you know, I love, a lot of guys, like, they rip on the Manosphere and stuff like that. I love it. I truly do. I love being part of it. But I'll tell you, there's so many young guys in here, you know, contributing and doing other stuff and things like that. Many of them we've had the fortune of having on the show here, like Red and, Quarantino de God. These young guys are doing it right and they're contributing. But damn, there's so many of them, you know, I'm feeling old. So, but hey, that's how it is.
I've got socks older than that. I've heard so many.
that is good stuff. All right. So moving on, the second thing I wanted to share, is actually another, it's another article piece, and this kind of delves into why women lie more than men, okay? And this, again, we'll take this with a grain of salt because it's coming from The Guardian, which I think is a liberal magazine, online magazine. So we'll see what we got here. The author is Anucha Gross. Again, I'm just going to go through this very quickly. A new poll suggests that women are twice as likely to lie as men, if the respondents were telling the truth, that is. Okay, so she's saying if the poll was right.
if they were telling the truth from the beginning, that's actually funny.
right? It's like, well, isn't that the point of the poll, to see if, you know, that they're giving you truthful answers? So,
right.
If you don't know that, then what the hell are you doing out there asking the question? So basically, what they're saying here is, one could also argue that women lie because they are nicer. Now, okay, time out. Let me just say this. Okay, the idea that women are only lying to save your feelings is a load of crap. Okay.
Down slow. Is that what you mean? Is that what
you're
saying?
Well, you, Franklin, you name the euphemism for the wording, but right off of Jump Street with this article, this author is being disingenuous, as they usually are. Okay. When they're writing in magazines like this, this idea that women are the kinder, gentler, sex, in that, you know, they care about your feelings more, and that's why they're lying. They're lying to save you from yourself. That is garbage. Okay, women are lying to get out of an uncomfortable situation that they may or may not have brought upon themselves. Okay, because if the girl's out there accepting dinner dates from a guy, okay, she knows darn well what that guy is probably, at least in his head, thinking that's going to lead to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if she's out there, you know, lying to the dude once push comes to shove, you know, and you know, the after dinner thing and conversation happens, that's not them being nice for the sake of being nice. That's them trying to get out of a messy situation, you know, or, you know, not, maybe not trying to get into a messy situation.
Yeah.
Could be that too. In the nature camp, we have the notion that women are biologically programmed to care for helpless babies. That means we can not only have soft and cuddly, fat-retaining bodies, but our brain. Oh, so this is a female author. Shocking. But our brains are constructed in such a way to make us communicative and understanding. Again, crap. That is a what is it called? A causal type of explanation. Okay, there's no causality. Okay, between the fact that your body pumps up fatter to have a kid, and the fact that you understand more and you communicate better than a man does. Mm. Women just communicate differently, and we, you know, kudos to Rollo Tomasi and the Rational Male. They talk about this all the time. Okay, they're. Women are not better than, they are different than men. Okay. That's how it goes. Okay. In modern society here now, they've lost that, you know, that adage. Now it's again, men are crap. Men are put to the side and women are the best. You know, every movie that we see now is women, you know, women
empowerment.
Are
empowerment.
Yeah, it's empowerment. It's the women in a, you know, guy role, and they're selling that. They're trying to sell that. Now we see that with Marvel, that they're not really, it's not really working for them. And they're gonna have to go back to the drawing board to see if they can save their franchise. You know, because it's I think the writing's on the wall with that. So.
What's that? The latest? What's the chick? What's her name? Oh boy, the Marvel heroine or hero? What's I forget what
you're talking about? Miss Marvel, the one that they had,
right?
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, that was garbage. She was so bad. That movie was so ill received that they pretty much cut out most of her parts in the second part of that Avengers movie. Okay. She was supposed to have a much bigger role than what she had. And people were so fed up with her, the movie that was her vehicle movie where she was introduced, that they were just like, we can't have this. You know, people are just going to not come if we have her just solve all the world's problems, you know, because, you know, she's a chick, you know, it's, doesn't work that way. Marty says the sub headline was mandatory to avoid the Twitter mob only who only read the
yes.
True. We did a show about cancel culture. So I had a girl once lie to her boyfriend about why she was going on a road trip nearby where I live. He only follows me. He now follows me on Instagram. Oh my God, that is winning.
Okay.
That is big winning right there. Oh man. That's great. She subscribed to you and he subscribed. Well, she subscribed to you and he subscribes to your website. That is great.
Well done, I think.
Don't hate me for the baby weight. Yeah, your kid is 12. Oh yes,
that and is and then calculating is, you know the calculating the back pay.
Yes, you know what, that I'm gonna give him an applause because that is that's gotta be the quote of the night right there. That's great. I like that. Marty says, what about Black Widow?
Right, okay.
You know, I haven't seen that one yet, believe it or not, but from what I've read, yeah, it's the same. You know, the same kind of thing. She's doing everything and, you know, walking away like this, you know, and she's just a kung fu expert. She's not like a immortal character. So again, yeah, adopting the Mary Sue archetype to the female superhero. So, which again makes it completely unbelievable, because that's what makes a character likable and you know, you want to root for them. The fact that they go from nothing, have to earn, you know, go through stages to become successful and to become that hero epic journey. You know, they don't even apply that to a female character. You know, maybe if they did, okay, a little bit and made it a little bit more realistic, people would say, hey, you know, this is all right. This isn't bad. Case in point. Okay. I'll let my geekdom come out here a little bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
Big into Star Trek. All right. I like sci-fi stuff. And the Star Trek Voyager had a captain called Captain Janeway.
Oh,
all right. And I was the same way. I was like, so you gotta be freaking kidding me. I'm like, I am Captain Kirk 100%. You know, that's who it is. And still am, you know.
I know where you're going with this one, but go ahead.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to replace him. But I will give the writers of that show this one thing. They wrote the character believable enough to where she was not, didn't have the answer to every problem. It wasn't fighting dudes off. Okay, karate chopping dudes and all that other crap. She wasn't doing unbelievable, stupid stuff. She would use tactical stuff. You know, I don't want to get people all friggin' nuts here with, you know, Star Trek crap. But she would operate within the confines of that universe, and they made it believable. Okay, and no bull crap, man. I believed, okay, you know, this chick was a competent, you know, thoughtful, you know, captain, you know, and I bought into it, you know, to that extent.
We all did. Janeway was Janeway was it. She had more chutzpah than Picard.
Well, yeah.
And more chutzpah than Riker.
Yeah, well, okay. Picard to me was, he was more cerebral.
Like a diplomatic.
There you go. He was cerebral, and he was in a lot of cases, he was too damn polite, and he kind of was boring in that sense. I thought Avery Brooks was awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, Deep Space Nine is a totally different series, but I thought he's amazing. Okay. The first and only ever black captain in Star Trek, but had a tremendous. I think it was like 12 years that show was on the air for.
Wait, Starfleet actually graduated a black captain?
Yeah, well, yeah, the captain from Deep Space Nine was a black captain. Yeah.
The only thing I remember about Deep Space Nine was Seven of Nine. That was it.
No, that's Voyager also.
Oh, that's Voyager also. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. Oh man, let me tell you. I she can assimilate me anytime.
Mm-hmm. Hey now.
But okay, we're getting way off. You see, thanks, Marty. Marty brings up friggin' sci-fi shit, and we would go up on a tangent. The Mary Sue powers are strong with the. That's right, yeah. Well, don't get me started on friggin' Star Wars. That just destroyed my childhood. That whole mess they did.
Yeah.
So. Nomad Bachelor says TV and movies love showing the unrealistic narrative that women can do all and be all. That's why people who have sense can't stomach it. Nature is fact, and fact seems to be stranger than fiction. Yeah, very well said. I like Nomad Bachelor. I tell you, he comes in here and he drops some real knowledge. You know, that's perfectly well said. Yeah, there you go. Captain Sisko, I missed the name of him, but yeah, that's him. Yep. For the win. Yes. Tremendous, storyline there. Kirk will always be honored for killing all that alien strange. Yeah, that's right.
Was the case. That's for sure. He did all right. Tiberius, he did all right.
Yeah. Nobody Not Me says Janeway evolved over the series. Yeah, a lot, like any of those characters do. They start as cookie cutter nothings, and then they build, you know, their personality and background through the series. So yeah, I'm not ashamed to say it. I like all that stuff. So you're not wrong about Janeway, even though literally her first mission. And she ends up on the other side of the guy. That's true. Well, what is Baker? What does that say? You know, what were the script writers who were men thinking about then? They were like,
And she can't read a map.
Yeah, we got this female captain. I got an idea for this series. Let's make her make a bad calculation and knock them off about 40 million years, light years away.
Oops. Is this a left or a right, or is this north and south?
What does this button do? Oh, where are we going? Good stuff, though, all that stuff. All right, so moving on, because I think we've gotten our point across with the whole woman thing. I did have some articles that I wanted to get to, but you know what? Maybe we'll run through some quick ones here.
Okay.
We're going to run through some quick articles here real quick. What do they do on those shows now? They have like the 1 minute counters, you know. I gotta get one of those. I gotta put it up on the screen here. Where they do like the hot talk. You know what? We're gonna work on that. We're gonna bring that to the show. We're gonna bring like the quick, like, you know, 10-second topic thing. You'll be happy to hear this, Franklin, because I know you are very much into the equal opportunity stuff. As it turns out, wouldn't you know it, Sports Illustrated has their first transgender model.
Of course they do.
Oh, yes, they do. Here he or she is, and it is Leanne Bloom, a trans model and actress, featured on the inaugural cover. So let's see if they give us the cover here. Yes, they do. It's right here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
So here we go. This is actually, I think this is one of three covers that you can actually buy out there if you're into Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues. They have this person on the this model on there, and they have tennis star who had the who's the one that had the breakdown. She had like the mental breakdown. She couldn't play for a while.
The blonde?
No, she was I think she's Asian.
Aoki. Yeah, I know you're talking.
I know I'm butcher. I'm going to get like deplatformed. I'm going to be like, you know, saying all these Asian like stereotype names.
Yeah.
But there was her and then there was somebody else. So you can go woke, super woke, or epically woke and buy this cover right here.
So what you're telling me is this person is built the same way I am, has the same equipment as I do?
Well, Franklin, she might actually have more.
Oh my.
Oh boy. So
she might, yeah, she might actually you know, she might be dealing with a little bit more than what you have.
It's bigger than I thought.
So it's very possible. That is very possible in this case. But so this is a big moment for the trans people out there, and they can take a bow, and this is something big for them. She was very honored, happy, humbled to be on the cover. Very good. Let's see. I'm trying to see what Sports Illustrated said. She just says at age 17, moved to the city to pursue fashion and modeling. Through agencies like H&M, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger. So we probably saw this model on some of the big billboards in some of the stores out there. So you probably seen her and not even known it, Franklin.
So. Well, let me tell you something. I don't think so, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Goddamn Bacon says the future was female. Now it is trans. Yeah, it certainly seems that way. It certainly seems in the last like year and change, we've seen a lot more of, the promotion of, trans, people being out there, which is, kind of amazing, given the fact that I'm almost positive that they're 1% of the population, or less than 1% of the population. So it is amazing that, the advertisers, things like that, are really going out of their way to, put people on the covers, but, promote businesses and things like that, when they have every right to own a business. They have every right to do whatever they want to. But it's amazing how, they've kind of said, well, this is their time, and come hook or crook, that's what it's going to be. And, well, God bless you. But, I wonder how much money actually is in that.
Probably a fair amount.
Maybe.
I thought recently, didn't I recently see something about a power lifter? I'm not sure. It was some sort of power lifter. It was a woman, guy, whatever, that was trying to get into the opposite sex of the powerlifting of the, what was it again? I forgot. I think it was a guy, a trans something or other, that was trying to get into the women's powerlifting.
Okay.
And I think it was in the Olympics or something like that. Somebody, one of our more up-to-date listeners will probably have to help me out with that one, because I'm just fumbling all over the place. But I got a kick out of that as well. So basically it's a man, somebody who was born male, trying to do powerlifting the opposite sex. I mean,
what a loser.
Yeah, basically.
Good for them. All right.
I'm sure somebody will come up with that and help me out with that, because I was stripping all over the place.
Men are better at being feminine than women are. That's right. That's what that whole Sports Illustrated thing tells me.
That's very true.
Like, we're guys are beating women out for covers now.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. That's what we said that a year or two ago when Caitlyn Jenner was Person of the Year, a Woman of the Year.
Really?
Literally, Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year.
Was it Time Magazine or was it The Onion?
Something like that. It was, what did you say? The Onion?
Or The Onion.
No, but it was literally him winning the Woman of the Year. It was schlocky, whatever, it was just probably for ratings, but I mean, there you go. Guys are beating women out of being women. So it's a trap. I know. Joker, I hear she'll be starring in the new Transformers. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Yeah. How dare you?
Oh, my goodness. All female world records will soon be broken. Yeah, by guys.
Right.
That's guys that identify as women. Feminism backed their own demise in sports. Yeah, that's 100% the case. They wanted fair play. They wanted to, not exclude, transgendered people, and God bless them, but what do you got now, lady? Yeah, what'd you say?
So God ain't got nothing to do with that.
I know.
God ain't got nothing to do with that.
Depending on your religious beliefs.
God, but that's true too, yeah.
God may not be blessing people in that respect. But, they get exactly what they're asking for. Because now now they have it where the states have to come in and say, oh, well, we can't be having this. We can't be having, you know, guy girls or whatever, giving chicks concussions and ripping arms out of their sockets.
See, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah, because that's not, I mean, there are some born females, okay, that, you know, have worked themselves up to the point where they'll scare most men. Have a look at some of the, I think it's New Zealand or Australian rules football players. Some of the women there, they're just, you know, they've overdeveloped their bodies. Okay, so yeah. Something like that, but that's a different story. Okay, if you've got the other way around, it's not going to work out the way. You know, a lot of people are going to be getting hurt.
Franklin, don't you know that God doesn't make no mistakes? Baby, I was born this way.
Yeah. You
know? Get with the times, Franklin.
I probably should. Here I am.
The Nomad Bachelor says the absolute best decision I've ever made was never having children in this failed society, in this crazy country. Males wanting to be females and females wanting to be males. Someone please wake me up. I know. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. That's it.
If you, as you're walking away from the, I forget exactly the, in the Bible, if you're walking away, you'll turn the stone, I guess, but I don't know.
Franklin, I don't even know where that came from. Can you tell me
what was that? That from? Came from, I think it was either the greatest story ever told, when you talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. Like
I think that came from Franklin 3:13.
Is that what it was? There you go. Franklin 3:13. I like that.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. So,
I don't want to be.
See, AOC is getting mad because we're talking about religion.
Uh-oh, she's up there in the corner. Yeah, I thought we were going to get through the show without any
her. I know. Well, I thought we were going to get through without her. You know, once we start talking about different denominations of religion,
cackling,
she gets angry. So, she has to, but we'll stop doing that. Okay. So the next thing I want, we covered that. So the other quick thing that I wanted to take a look at was, let's see, where the hell was it? I had it just there. Here we go. Our famed president chimed in about a week ago. Okay. And this might be considered white knighting. So you can tell me, Franklin, but he said that there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. So there you go.
Oh, boy.
He invited Megan Rapone, I think that's how you say her name, the pink-haired, American-hating woman soccer player to the White House, to complain about the pay gap that's affecting women. She said, I am a member of the LGBTQ community, plus. She forgot the plus. I could only have dreamed that I would be standing here in this position that I am today in the White House. I don't know. It doesn't matter if you're an electrician or an accountant or part of the Best Dawn soccer team. The pay gap is real, Biden said.
Look at her. She cleans up rather well.
He completely ignored the biological difference between men and women. That's true. You know, show me the friggin' chick that's going to go out there and lift like the friggin' concrete bags and mix that crap and, you know, dump that crap all over the friggin' highways and stuff like that. You know? You know, I don't see a line of women, female garbage men out there. Okay. They're not lining up to do that job.
That's for sure.
You know,
point there.
You know, again, stuff like this is a prime example of, you know, you're just bloviating, as it, you know, to coin the Bill O'Reilly, who used to do stuff on TV, now, well, he got axed from the woke society because he got kicked right out. But Biden dropped this gem. Can you order equal pay for a woman soccer team. If I could, I would have done it a long time ago. It would have been done in 2015. So he's, I think he's commenting about like them winning in 2015. But here's the thing. We already have been there with the soccer team, okay? We've been there with them with the amount of money that they bring in versus the guys. They just don't, okay? People don't show up as much as they do for the guys' side of soccer internationally. That's just how it is.
Chris, just for the heck of asking, I'm not asking exact numbers, but do you have any idea what kind of numbers we're talking about salary-wise? Just, you know, $100,000 a year versus $250,000, $300,000, well, you know, just for the heck of asking.
You know what? Good for you on saying that. We will break out of our diatribe here, and we'll take a look and we'll see how much.
What's this broad whining about? I mean, help me out. I don't know an awful lot about soccer and all of that, but is this their professional full-time income source of income?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So we're talking about a professional soccer player. What does this chick pull down versus, let's say, Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh, geez. Now you're asking a lot. I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay. Maybe that was a little unfair, but I'm just trying to get a rough idea what kind of numbers you're talking about. Maybe just find out if you Google it up right quick, or like what's this chick making here, roughly?
Well, here we go. All right. I'll just give you this one stat, okay?
That's all I'm looking for. I'm just curious to find what kind of numbers we're talking about.
Let's see. I'm trying to. I just had it, and it went away. hold on.
I've been told that before. Well, it was there before. Now it's gone. Now what? Orange juice or making a sandwich?
Okay. So just in 2019, okay, Megan Rapone made $168,000. Okay.
Okay.
After every victory in the tournament that they won back in 2019, each member made about $5,000.
On top of the yearly salary.
Right, yeah, bonus. On top of whatever the way of getting paid for the year, okay? The whole team as a whole, okay, shared in a $4 million payout, okay? Now, I think that's men and women. I think the soccer, whatever you call it, basically paid you know, men and women soccer $4 million for their contribution that year. So they got a piece of $4 million.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what,
right.
What does that mean per person? I don't know, but look, at the end of the day, they're getting paid. Okay. They're just not getting paid as much as the guys. Okay. But a lot of stuff goes into that ad revenue, ticket sales, things like that. So it's tough to just wave a magic wand and say, it's discrimination. Yeah. Well, women are getting, jobbed. They're getting the shaft.
Hey, now. I wish they were getting the shaft. Excuse me.
Yeah. Let's see here. Wow. I didn't know people were chiming in here. Hold on. See, is this where we are? We left off there. Trans women are real women, so other real women should be in the trans. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, why not, right? Maybe the WNBA will make money after the trans take out. Yeah, right? I know. Oh, my God. You want to talk about something that was, like, pushed and propagated to be like the next great thing and just like fell on its face. The WNBA is that. I mean, that is just, I mean, God bless them for being there. And it's, you know, a pinnacle for female athletes to a tribe for, and they should really do that, you know, and shoot for that high level of status and being able to compete on that level. But I mean, they were selling that stuff as like, this is going to be just the same type of game as the guys. And
didn't they lower the hoop and the ball is smaller? Or oh, yeah, like
I think the hoop is lower. The ball's different. Again, at the end of the day, you know, it's a layup fest, you know, and that just bothers me. You know, the fact that it's just like, that's the pinnacle of, you know, like no matter what they do, it ends up in a layup. It's like, you know, big deal. You know, oh, yeah, you see how she did her layup versus that one? Oh, wow. You know,
it's
a rarity if you get somebody slamming the ball in the WNBA. You know, they just don't do it. I don't know if they're not allowed to or they just can't.
Some of them can shoot. That's about it from the foul line.
Well, they got a lot of three-point shooters and stuff like that. And again, I'm not saying it's a bad game per se, but it's, again, we're talking about, it's not the same as
it's not
what the guys are doing, you know. Just and that's not bad. It just is.
And I think the pay parity, if you will reflect that.
Yeah. Again, and I, you know, this was not our show to do this. Because if it was, I would have had some numbers here. But again, I can tell you off a jump, you know, the highest paid NBA guy is making more than the highest paid WNBA chick out there. And I'm sure they'll give me flack for saying chick, but that's just my vernacular when I'm in the guise of talking out there, right?
Right, of course.
No emails, please. Or he calls them chicks all the time. You know, the decency to call them women, you know, but too bad.
Calls them chicks all the time. He doesn't have the common decency to call them broads.
I know, yeah. Yeah. Nobody. Okay. USA women's soccer team lost. Take a knee and lose by three. That's right. That's a terrific point, Marty. The whole woke tangent of them over there was so, you know, they were pouting off before they even got off the plane. And they lost their first qualifying match, which means if they lose again, they're out. They don't even qualify for the regular. They don't qualify for the winner's bracket of the Olympics. Now, I would probably think they'll get their heads out of their butts and do what they have to do. But yeah, maybe a little bit less talking, right? And focus on what you got to do on the field. Bacon, okay, they're having a conversation here.
That's fine.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, fix me. Making a sandwich.
What did Bender say back in the breakfast? Fix me a turkey pot pie.
I didn't remember that.
Wade Emery says, hey, guys, what is up, Wade? Let's see. Men's pro soccer team didn't lose to 50. Yeah. They also didn't lose to 15-year-old boys like the women's team did in that exhibition a bunch of years ago. Let's see. The gals negotiated that pay contract, but now want to withdraw consent. I tell you, these guys have some great ones tonight, boy. This is good stuff. That is great, Marty. That is great. My voice is going. Supply and demand is undefeated. You got that right, Joker. I don't think that's Joker, aka Better Bachelor. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe he watches this stuff. Nobody, not me, not even most women don't watch women's soccer unless it's a big match.
That's true.
Okay, nobody. I mean, you know, you know, definitely. If you think for a second, women in general are going to give a crap and pay attention outside of their own existence, forget it. You want to talk about these glasses? Mm-hmm. They walk around with glasses like this in their daily lives. Okay, Rose they have Rose. no time for outside, you know, causes or things to care about in the grand scheme of things. Again, you know, not all women are like that. Yeah, true. Yeah, there's one or two out there that are, you know, salts of the earth and good for them. But more often than not, yeah, you think they care about these women issues? More care about what iPhone they got.
You know, who's paying for it? Which boyfriend or husband's going to pay for it?
Yeah, or how many? Who's following on Instagram? That's more like what they care about.
Just for the heck of asking, Chris, did you watch the match a couple of weeks ago, Italy and England?
No, I have no time for that.
No time for that. I watched about a half an hour of it, maybe 40 minutes.
No, yeah, I like soccer and I can appreciate it, but it frustrates the hell out of me. You know, because I get into it and then I see them and they friggin' screw up and they can't get past that midpoint. Mm. And it goes back and then the ball gets zonked down the other side of the field and then they can't get it past midpoint and it frustrates me, you know. Then they get to the point where they finally get a good shot and the guy kicks it fucking 2 miles wide.
And he hits the goal post or the net post.
it just drives me nuts. It's so frustrating, you know. It's worse than, like, sometimes when I watch baseball and I'm like, all right, it's a tight spot. Here we go. You know, and they don't do it or something gets screwed up. It's worse than that. Maybe they don't get paid because the only ones watching are the LGBTQ crowd. That's right. Which are 1%. That's right. It's hard to get ratings. You know, the execs are like, okay, well, you know, you had a 5% share.
Who's watching a 5% share? Who's watching this stuff?
next thing you know, Mario will be the new Princess Peach, and Peach will be the Mario. Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, trans Mario.
Oh my God.
You know, I would have thought that to be crazy a couple years back, but we're going to get. We already have the emojis out there. Franklin, we have new emojis.
Really now?
Yes, that are men that are pregnant with beards. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Yes. Emojis with beards and, you know, pregnant stomachs.
Well, you know what? With any luck, that sounds like something that'll hopefully only be that'll be limited to people who have iPhones or iOS devices. Yes. Hopefully it won't have anything to do with real people who use Android. Ooh, oh boy. God. Now who did I offend just now? I offended all you iOS people.
You did. I know, which is not me, by the way. Anthony
Spade, throw me.
Yeah. Anthony Spade has the best line. I'm not talking about all women, it just seems like, yes, very, very true. Let's see. All right, so we're all caught up with that. All right, so as I said before, and I want to keep the 10 or 12 people that are watching this to make sure that I keep my word, we are going to revisit a little segment that we call a plow or pass, where we actually rate some girls within the dating apps. So here we go. And I had to use the old standby one because I was not active enough on the one that I was using before and they canceled me. So
how dare they?
We are back to Franklin's favorite site of Hot or Not.
Oh, brother.
So,
at least this one looks like she might be telling the truth on her age, but when you put a high number up like that, automatically add a couple more to it just for good measure.
I know. So Kathy is the first one who she's very honest, okay? She's very honest, and she's a BBW, which means big, beautiful woman, which is an oxymoron, but we'll keep it as it is. She is single and she is straight. And her first headshot is a very zoomed in, very out of focus headshot, which is all filtered up. I don't know why you would start your profile with this one, but this is okay. And she definitely is a big, beautiful woman here. Her second picture, again, filtered. I mean,
holy
do
smokes.
Girls have to do this, Franklin?
Yeah, but Chris, the thing of it is that I don't know. I thought Snap, this is all Snapchat, isn't it? I thought Snap was like over with.
Oh, no.
Really? Am I that far? I thought Snap was like done. I didn't think anybody snapped anything anymore.
Well, let me tell you something right now, Franklin. If it is something that they can use and get out there on a social market and be out there, it is never going away.
Ugh, I guess not.
Right. There may be ebbs and flows to what is, you know, their, you know, exploitation du jour, but it will still be there. Ugh. And this, I don't know, I guess this is a Snapchat one, or it could be Insta. I don't know.
Does Insta have all the goofy character, not you know, the ears and the whiskers and all of that? I thought that Mac was wrong. I thought it was a Snap thing.
I don't think so. I don't believe they do, but I don't want to like say that for sure. But here in her second picture, again, it's not even her. It's this filtered out, you know, kitty cat thing she's doing. Okay, here's the first real picture she puts up. And this is not a good one for her.
This is not a good one. You said.
She's got this bluish lipstick on. And again, we know that anytime a girl wears, like, whether it's multicolored hair, weird lipstick color.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's a Halloween all day long, 24/7 for them. And this is probably a liberal chick who is into all those big marches here and there for every cause under the sun.
Oh, boy.
So she's going to be dragging you to that if you answer this profile. That's for sure.
There's a demonstration downtown. You want to go?
Oh, my God. I'll be like, no, I'm watching soccer. All right. She doesn't have too much variety here. Okay, here's another picture. Okay, so here's the first picture where she kind of looks her age, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. And again, add a couple of years.
She's got another thing here that we'll say is a warning sign, the gregarious tattoo here on the top of her left breast, as it were, on her chest. Looks like an orchid or some tulip.
As a matter of fact, I have a friend who's got one right around the same spot. And apparently that's a very popular place.
Hmm. So I wonder why.
I'm not sure. A lot of nerve endings and stuff over there. I couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm.
Hey now.
All right. Here's a basic picture of her in an outfit. All right. This one's getting stupid. Okay. I'm done with her. We'll say no to her.
I'm done with you.
All right. Here's Brie or B, whatever. She's 23. Looks like she's friggin' 10. She is a teacher in the Philippines.
Uh-oh.
So if you, we did that episode on international love. So all you guys out there that want some international love, you can do that.
Just be advised that with her, you're not getting just her, you're getting the whole family.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They come as a package deal. It's like eggs. You buy one egg, you get the whole rest.
Oh, yeah. Marty Hertz says, why did the first one have a five head versus a five? I know. Yeah, that's right. I missed that one. You know, I'm being too nice. I've lost my fastball.
Fastball.
Cold 9-1, her lips turned blue. Last chick I gave a couple of injections of 5 cc's of female happiness had pink hair. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Bolo says my eyes. Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I had to get that one off. But we're on B here. She's 23. I'm not looking for online fun. Okay. Hello, I'm friendly I'm family oriented girl, a girl who is from Philippines. Okay, no duh. You can see that. A licensed professional teacher.
Oh, my.
Taught for a year, now doing office work. So, okay, so she can't find a job as a teacher at this point. I have a big heart. I respect people, but I do not tolerate stupidity. Everyone is an artist in his or her life. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah. You know what, honey? I got a friend of mine who's a dentist in the Philippines. She came here. Okay. She's filing papers because she doesn't have enough on the ball to be a hygienist here. So there we go.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So she just, okay. She wants somebody being serious. Okay. Let's see what picture she has here. All right. Now she looks a lot older in this one versus this one.
That is very true. And his eyebrows are a little thicker as well.
Yeah. So I think we're talking about 5 years here ago, and now we got reality. So kind of the same picture here. Oof. Okay. We got some reality pictures here now.
You know what she needs? You need that Price is Right sound effect.
I know. I should queue up this stuff like that. All right, these pictures are getting a little scary here. I guess the Philippines, they're big into the braces over there. All right, I'm just going to say no on this one there.
Next.
Okay, Yanith, who is 39. This is a interesting picture. All right, she's...
Color is kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, again, you know, I don't know if these, sometimes you get these pictures from these girls from other areas and they're all weird and they look like they're almost like cut out and pasted. Maybe they are.
Some of those photos you see, what was it? Hot in Prison or whatever it was. Everybody has the same photo and they're posed in front of this cardboard with like a Van Gogh thing behind it. And meanwhile, they've got the same, prison gear on.
Hot in Prison?
I forget what it is.
Sounds like a video series to me.
Oh, no, it's actually a real website. And you can go there and you can look up prison chicks, in our case, if you were. You look up prison chicks and see what they sort of did. Sometimes they'll say what they did. And a lot of times they'll say, yes, my release date is so-and-so. And
We are definitely going to work on taking a look at that site.
Yeah, you can work. You can actually kill an hour or two.
We definitely have to do. We have to include a segment on prison.
I think it's prisonbabes.com or something like that. It's some goofy thing like that.
Well, I like the title that you gave it. What was the first thing you said?
Well, what did I say? But yeah, it was, you know,
hot in prison or something.
Yeah, it was one of those hot in prison or am I hot or not in prison or something like that. But I think prisonbabes.com is actually a URL. And if that's not it, or if it's not been shut down, there's 1,000 other ones.
All right. We are going to do that. We are going to analyze what is hot in the prison system.
I get out of prison in the year 3517. Please wait for me, you know.
Oh my goodness. All right, let's get on with this here because we're Okay. Again, we go from this is definitely Photoshop now.
Yeah, it's too much definitely nonsense. A
photo because that's like that's what she photoshopped this right here. This part is what she photoshopped out in the first picture, the double chin, basically. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. This is going nowhere fast here. We'll say no to that. Okay. Diaz here, who's 21, and I don't speak Spanish, so those of you who do can partake in what the hell she's saying here.
I don't speak it either. Next. But,
I do speak this sexuality. She says she's bisexual, which is...
Oh, well, there you go.
That'll get a little from us. This first picture, okay, she's a young chick. She's got a basic picture here on the first
21 one. And she already knows that she's bisexual.
Right. I know. That sounds like she just tried it last week.
Yeah, an hour before putting up the profile.
That's it.
Yeah, I kissed the girl once. I think I like it. All right, let's see.
Yeah. Hey, these chicks so far are better than what I've been seeing here. Yeah. So there you go. In Seattle, it's not too good. Filters are hiding a lot. Yeah, it definitely looks that way to me, nobody. Hey, I'd risk a hot in prison. That's right, hot. That's what it was, hot in prison over hot and homeless. Maybe they have hot and homeless. Maybe we got to find that one.
Well, there you go. See
the hottest homeless chick, and then we could place bets. We could have the audience place bets on would they take a chance on getting with that homeless chick. You know, how much would it cost you to take a shot at this hot or homeless chick? That's definitely something we got to look into. Some good show ideas here. Okay, this is a nice pick, but this is probably all filtered up from the rest of them.
I think yes.
Come on, give me a break. Franklin, come back.
Yeah, look at the eyes.
Picture.
Yeah.
And then look at this. Come on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. She's got the contact lenses in and everything.
Yeah, forget it. Right, here we go. Oh, Maria. Maria's showing, what do they call it? The cake, right?
The cake.
Right in the first picture.
Slap the debt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. These are horrible. Okay, this doesn't even look like the same person. That is not the same person. That somebody, is not the same person.
Somebody screwed that up. That doesn't look like the same person, dude, at all.
I don't get it. All right, this is just great. There better be let's go here. Give me somebody good. Oh, my God.
You asked for it.
Yeah, this Guadalupe. Is a horrible website.
Mm-hmm.
Guadalupe, 19. Single. Oh, my God. See, I mean, he's...
You know what? It's funny, Chris. In this that's another woman. It's funny. In this day and age, you know, right. I thought it was impossible. Even with some of the worst cameras out there, I thought it's impossible to take a bad photo.
I can't do this anymore. Yeah, no. They on hot or not, they seem to excel at that. Bisexual means she got more women than most men. Yeah, that's right. That is absolutely correct. Oh my goodness. Well, I got to get a better website for the next time we do that.
All right.
No. But okay. So, having said that, again, like I said, I want you guys to be subscribing to the channel. So please do that. Get over there. Like this broadcast. Share it out to your friends. Subscribe, hit the notification bell so that you know when we're on. And do that, The Red Lens, all right? Follow us on Twitter. On Facebook, we are The Red Lens 1. Instagram, we are there as well. And we are now streaming to MGTOW.TV. So you can do that. Franklin, I want to thank everybody in the chat for contributing tonight, some tremendous stuff. What site was that? That was Hot or Not. That was the website we were using, which we're never using again.
That's actually been around. Hasn't that been around for like 1,000 years?
Yeah, for decades, man.
That URL has been around for 100,000 years.
Yeah, so, but yeah, again, I want to thank everybody in the chat. But most of all, I want to thank you, Franklin.
Glad to be here. Always, always the pleasure.
All right. And, next week, I'm going to put pressure on myself because I have a lot of feelers out there, but I'm going to do it. We're going to get a big guest for you guys next week. We're going to go that route for next week's show. So tune in for that. That'll be the mystery guest.
Ooh.
We'll have one for you. And again, as we always say here on The Red Lens, society may be crazy, but we're not. All right. We're going to always shoot it straight at to you and tell you like it is. All right. Good night, everybody.